From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer in Washington. Americans are used to moving about freely, getting goods and services whenever they need them. Tuesday's terrorist attacks made that impossible in some areas and disrupted plans for travelers and businesses across the country. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chicago.
With the nation's airports shut down over the past few days, many people and businesses have had to shift to Plan B. Sometimes that meant switching to a different form of transportation. Thousands of distraught and discouraged travelers, tired of waiting around airports for the skies to reopen, headed for the nearest train station. Cheryl Robinson Jackson, a spokeswoman for Amtrak in Chicago, says her company is trying to make it easy for stranded airline passengers to get where they need to go.
Right now, if they have a ticket in hand, trying to accommodate those passengers to get them on trains, and I guess we'll figure out the rest as we go. Certainly, we'll be working, hoping to work with the airlines to work out, you know, an arrangement that works for both.
Jackson says most Amtrak trains were stopped and inspected on the day of the attacks. And as a security measure, many were not allowed to go faster than 30 miles an hour. Now they can run up to 70 miles an hour. Jackson says Amtrak has added more cars onto trains to help the sudden 50% increase in passengers. But she says Amtrak is at its capacity because there aren't any more full trains to put on the tracks. That's where a service like Greyhound is picking up the slack. Virginia Purdy with Greyhound in Cincinnati says it's easy for the bus line to meet customer demand.
One of the nice things about the bus operation is that we can put an additional bus. Like right now, we have three buses that just came out of New York that are continuing on through to Louisville. So where we would normally have one bus, we have three.
Ann Purdy hopes this may be an opportunity for people to turn to Greyhound again.
From just the comments in the terminal, there are a lot of people, especially elderly people, who are sincerely afraid to fly now. So I think that it will increase our business.
Those same highways that Greyhound buses are rolling down have also been the lifeline for many businesses over the past few days. Delivery services such as United Parcel Service and Federal Express already operate huge fleets of trucks to move millions of packages around the country each day. Jess Bunn, a spokesman with FedEx, says his company has increased the number of trucks on the road to make up for its 650 aircraft that were not allowed to take off. Bunn says obviously that's caused some delays.
We have suspended our money-back guarantee, and we have advised our customers that packages will be delivered 24 to 48 hours later than they normally would.
Bunn says FedEx is giving priority to medical supplies and pharmaceuticals going into New York.
We have been contacted by many relief agencies who have asked us to expedite their emergency relief supplies, including blood shipments, including tissue samples that might be used for burn victims, for example.
The post office is also relying on the roads to help continue moving 650 million pieces of mail around the country each day. Normally about a quarter of that is shipped by air. But Pat Donahue, the chief operating officer with the U.S. Postal Service, says FedEx and other delivery companies have helped get mail out while air travel is disrupted.
We went full up with surface Tuesday evening. So what that does is that when you're going west coast to east coast or vice versa, that puts a little bit more time in. But our decision was right away to get it on the road so that we could keep the mail still moving.
So Donahue says there are only minor delays, and important mail such as Social Security checks will still be delivered. Donahue says the post office will also open up a temporary operation not far from where the twin towers of the World Trade Center used to stand, so that mail can finally be delivered to shops and homes in the area. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.